AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The police chief in San Bernardino, California, Jared Bergwan, says it's still not clear why gunman Saeed Farouk was at one moment sitting at a table with colleagues at a holiday gathering and later came back and started shooting.
We did have some initial information that he left under some kind of duress or as if he was angry. We also had somebody else say that, you know, he just kind of disappeared. We don't know where he went from there.
14 people were killed in San Bernardino. At the White House, President Obama says this could be terrorist-related. It could be workplace-related. It's really not known yet. The president did say something must be done about gun violence.
We're going to have to, I think, search ourselves as a society to make sure that we can take basic steps that would make it harder, not impossible, but harder for individuals to get access to weapons.
10 shooting victims are being treated at two hospitals in California. A county spokeswoman says all five patients at Arrowhead Regional Medical Center are in stable condition. Another hospital is treating five people with gunshot wounds. Two are in critical condition. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says the military will open all combat jobs to women.
To succeed in our mission of national defense, we cannot afford to cut ourselves off from half the country's talents and skills.
The decision comes after several years of study and will wipe away generations of limits on how and where women can fight for their country. In Charleston, West Virginia, a jury found Massey Energy CEO Don Blankenship guilty of one of three counts connected to a deadly coal mine explosion in 2010. 29 men were killed. Authorities say eight people were arrested as police officers tore down an encampment outside a Minneapolis precinct station. Demonstrators were there protesting the fatal shooting of a black man by police. Wall Street stocks lower, the Dow down 140 points. This is AP Radio News. In his State of the Nation address, Russian President Vladimir Putin says he is committed to fighting terrorists in Syria. The AP's Vladimir Isachenkov reports Putin also accused Turkey of illegally buying oil from Syrian-backed extremists.
Putin said that Russia is open for cooperation in the fight against terrorism, pooling global efforts on the basis of an international law and under the aegis of the United Nations. But at the same time, he targeted Turkey for what he described as funding terrorist groups by illicit oil trade with the Islamic State group.
Putin says Turkey's downing of a Russian jet at the border with Syria was a treacherous war crime. Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen told Congress today economic conditions are falling into place for policymakers to raise interest rates when they meet in 2 weeks. Ahead of a meeting in Vienna of OPEC countries, there's recognition the 12-member organization will be unable to nudge up oil prices. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.